Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Stella Bronson takes up the story with a further chapter of Office Wife.
I didn't think I'd ever be keen enough on any one man to feel the way I do now. But there it is. Lord knows I tried hard enough not to fall for Jeff Pilgrim. And now I can't get to the office quickly enough to see him in the morning. Imagine it. Me, Stella Bronson, going over the cliff for another woman's husband. But maybe he won't always be Marcia Capehart's husband. Maybe this interstate trip of Jeff's will be my first real opportunity to make him see me as a person, not just as his secretary. He's never seen me in a long gown with my hair up. He's never seen me with my decks cleared for action at all. But he's going to. And how?
Well, that seems to be about that for the day. Have I forgotten anything, Stella?
Can that letter to the Harbor Commission wait till tomorrow?
Yes, I want to give it some thought.
Before you go, Is there anything in particular you'd like me to pack for the day after tomorrow? For the trip north?
No, I shouldn't think so. Puller will make an office and typewriters available to us, I should think.
I didn't mean that. I meant, any particular clothes.
Clothes? My dear girl, what do I know about female clothes? You'll do me enough credit if you dress as you generally do.
Oh.
Now what's the matter?
I just thought... Well, we won't be working the entire time we're there, will we?
No. What about it?
I thought you might possibly say, let's go out somewhere. I didn't want to feel silly not having a long gown with me, that's all.
Oh, look here, Stella. Hang it all. We're not going up there on a spree, you know.
I know quite well we're not, but... Oh, well, I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Hey, come on. There's no need to look so down in the mouth.
And there's no need for you to be so stuffy about it.
What?
Every time I say anything, you make me feel I'm intruding on you.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to.
Well, you do. I don't expect to be carted about when we go away. Not for a minute. But I didn't want to look a fool if you did ask me anywhere, that's all.
Well, let's not get in a flap. Oh, I suppose it might be a good idea to shove something in for the evening. For all we know, Puller's chief up there might organize a night out.
Well, shall I or shan't I?
Look, my dear, you can stuff a trunk full of Paris models for all I care. That's your business. Oh, I'm going. I'll leave you to tidy up. Good night.
Oh, Jeff, I'm sorry. I try so hard to do everything perfectly for you and... I suppose sometimes I go too far.
Oh, that's all right, Stella.
I didn't mention dresses because I thought you intended taking me out. Really, I didn't. I just don't want to let you down in any way at all.
I know, Stella. Sorry I was rude. But I'm a bit on edge. I have something of a problem on my hands tonight.
About me going away with you?
What do you think? Good night.
What's wrong tonight, darling? You look tired.
Oh, I've been trying to pack 4 days' work into one. You see, Marcia, old Puller wants me to go interstate. Put in a few days getting the hang of his northern branches.
Oh, no. When do you have to go?
Day after tomorrow.
For how long?
Oh, 4 days, probably. I'll be back on Friday. Or on Saturday morning at the latest.
The old beast. We got tickets for Kiss Me, Kate.
Yes, I know. It's too bad. Oh, never mind. You can take Angela Tennant or someone.
Is anyone else from the office going with you?
Well, as a matter of fact, actually, do you see they're sending Stella Bronson up too?
What?
It's nothing to do with me, darling. It's Benny Puller's arrangement, not mine.
But it's absurd, Jeff.
Now, really, darling, you can't go rushing off all over the country with other women.
Well, it's purely a business arrangement. I'm not too keen, but what the devil can I do? Puller's paying the piper. Puller calls the tune.
Well, I won't have it.
Well, I'm afraid there's not much we can do. Now, look, don't be difficult. There's a pet. It's only for a couple of days.
I don't care if it's only for 5 minutes. I will not have you going away with Stella Bronson or anyone else. I won't have it, Jim.
I'm not going away with her, Marcia. She just happens to be traveling north at the same time as I do on a job we both have to do.
If you have to take anyone, why can't you take me?
Oh, now, really?
Well, why not? Oh, you're married to me or that Bronson woman?
It so happens that you are my wife and Stella is my secretary. I don't take my secretaries away on holidays, and I don't take my wife away on business.
Until a short time ago, I was your secretary. Remember? I know Puller and Puller's business. I could be your secretary again and more used to you than Stella. Besides, I haven't forgotten how to type. I'm going to ring Benny Puller.
Marcia, you'll do nothing of the sort.
Oh? Why won't I?
Because I utterly refuse to be made a fool of in front of President Bendigo and company and half the business people in town as well.
Since when have people looked foolish for traveling interstate with their wives?
If I go to Puller and say I can't take my secretary, I have to take my wife instead, what do you think he'll say?
I don't care a packet of pins what he says.
Then it's high time you did care. You know Benny Puller. He's just as likely to turn around and say, if you can't handle your private life, you can't handle my account. Bang!
Oh, Jeff, darling.
We'll have to manage our affairs better than this, Marcia. I'm taking Stella. I expect you to be sensible about it.
No. No, Jeff, I won't stand for it. I will not have it. Either I come with you or you go alone.
Oh, all right, then. I'll go alone. Now, will that satisfy you?
Oh, please don't be furious with me.
Well, I am furious with you. I have to go to Puller and Stella and pitch them a pack of nonsense just so that I can get some peace and quiet at home.
Would you rather I didn't care a rap what you did or with whom?
I'd rather you behave like a sensible wife than realize that I could be surrounded 24 hours a day by a troop of Stella Bronsons and never think of anyone but you.
Oh, Jeff, please try and understand. I love you so much. When you're away from me, I'm on pins and needles. I don't do this just to make you miserable, really, I don't.
No, women never do, it seems. They just lean over backwards to make life difficult, all in the name of love. And it's just sheer avid possessiveness.
That's not fair, darling.
Oh. No, I don't suppose it is. Oh, all right, pet. I'll see old Benny in the morning and fix it to go by myself. But he's no fool. He can read between the lines on a face as quickly as anyone. And the way we're going, I'll soon have plenty of lines for him to read between.
As far as I'm concerned, Pilgrim, sounds like nothing but bunkum. What does Fleming pay the girl for if it's not to look after you in office hours?
Well, that's all very well, sir, but I simply don't see the sense in dragging Miss Bronson around when she can be twice as useful to me staying put right here.
Doing what?
There's Bates. Now, you know him, Bates Hemingway. She can look after him as well as I can.
Look here. You're quite happy about handling my affairs, aren't you, Pilgrim?
Of course I am.
As time goes on, I'll want you to move about quite a bit. That's if you're going to do the job properly. Now, is this sort of thing going to continue?
What sort of thing?
Changing my arrangements at the last minute.
If I think it's necessary, yes.
Oh. Well, I'd rather you talk like that than beat about the bush. All right, then. Go north for yourself. But remember, next time I come to a decision, I expect you to abide by it. There's nothing gets my goat more than messing about. I do business at a fast clip, young fella. And people who come in with me have to keep pace or get out.
I can give you all the pace you want, Mr. Puller.
Don't worry. If I hadn't thought that, you wouldn't be handling my account at all. Now, listen, Jeff, my boy, I like you. What's behind all this? Is your wife kicking up about this trip?
Oh, good Lord, no, no. Oh, no, 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 nothing like that, sir. No.
All right. Have a cigar?
No, thanks. But if you're coming uptown, I'll buy a drink.
You're okay, Pilgrim. Come on, then.
But Jeff, why? Surely it's not because of what I said yesterday about dresses, is it?
There's nothing personal involved at all, Stella. You're not coming with me because you'll be needed here.
You know as well as I do that there won't be one solitary thing for me to do here, and there'll be a ton of work up north.
What about Bates Hemingway? Won't they need looking after?
I've already been in touch with them, and they know you'll be out of town for 4 days. Now, stop being stupid about it, Jeff. I'm coming, and that's final.
Oh, really? Let me remind you of something, Miss Bronson. Tell me, who makes the decisions around here? You or me?
Neither of us, as far as I can see.
Just what do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing.
Out with it. What did you mean by that remark?
I didn't mean anything at all.
Then why did you have to make it?
Oh, Jeff, don't you think I've got any sense at all? You know what I mean. I hate to see you in difficulties.
Stella, I appreciate your consideration very much. But I will not be involved in any question of conflicting loyalties.
Loyalties to whom?
To you or to my wife. So, in future, when you see what appears to be an intrusion of my private life on my office affairs, please keep quiet about it. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Very well, then. Well, now, if you'll be so kind, I'd like to dictate some letters. Are you ready?
So Marcia said I couldn't go with him, did she? Oh, we'll see about that. Let her think Jeff's gone north by himself. That'll make it all the better when I join him after all. She'll think Jeff knew all the time I was going with him. When she finds out, that is. And will she find out? Well, what do you think?
We invite you to listen again to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.